interesting about how this looks organic, like three-dimensional, like an artery. Well, again, that shows, that implies life,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yeah,
and
cool.
and
yeah.
you can see nature modulating how that shape is. I mean, the way this is drawn like this, it shows how nature itself doesn't appear to be perfect, but it's perfect in its imperfectness in a way,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then you look at this and you see man-made interaction with water, and it's all circles and straight lines,
well,
and,
yeah.
and you can see, well, this is how engineers' minds work, you know?
yeah, then.
This is almost like some kind of organic organ system that's trying to purify the water. I mean, if you show the water coming into the plant through the influent ducts, if somehow, you could show, you know, like this is impurity, right? And this plant is here to purify the water to the degree we can do it economically, right? And how it joins back into the mainstream of the life force that's flowing down this river, how we... It's like we return the life force to the water.
Well, that would go to what Lal was talking about that overlay.
Yeah.
You can show it nutrient flow.
Thanks,
Rachel, and
I
really like this idea here because we are treating wastewater here, but then we never realized that, the flow patterns are totally different on the surfaces of these different tanks, like in the
mm-hmm.
aerobic
mm-hmm.
And aerobic and anoxic zone is a pretty much laminar kind of flow, and then goes down with bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And in the circles, it's a peripheral, right?
Mm-hmm.
From center, it is flowing outward. Very nice, interesting.
Yeah.
When Francis was talking too, it made me think of this like a kidney.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We joined together.
Right.
Yeah. There's a flow, basically.
That's why this is the bile duct here. No, but then that wouldn't be quite the same thing. That would.
Nice.
So the next thing for me to do is to actually.
You're going
to
overlay
draw
the flood.
The blood over the top. So I've kind of got it. Like this is all flood here.
You're going to draw the flood over top of this?
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to do what I did.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I would encourage you not to do that.
No, but that's what she did on the other one.
I realize that.
I know. It's so beautiful.
Oh.
I agree.
We want to at least get a good photograph or a scan of this before
just
you
like
do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Before flood is this and after flood, right?
Yeah.
So maybe drawing another one.
Start over.
That would be a challenge. It's definitely drawing like this.
There's a photocopier.
8.5 by 11 by 8.5.
Well.